Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges, and today's Monday, so we're introducing our topic for the week. We're in the middle of a series called Becoming Like Family. We're a network of people who are busy, often commuting out of town to get to work. And so it might not feel like we're much of a community, but you're not alone. There are others like you who are following our daily challenges as well. And our hope is that you're each gathering a group of friends around you, a discussion group that you can be sharing our daily challenges with. Our hope is that as these groups develop over time, we'll be able to all gather together for special celebration events. And we'll begin to get a sense that we're all part of one community, that we're becoming a community of people learning to follow Jesus, and that means we're becoming a church. To help us grow as one community, even when we're not always together, we need to have some things in common. So that's why this series, Becoming Like Family, is looking at five things we can be committed to that will bring us together. We've looked at being committed to learning some common material, learning to follow Jesus. We've looked at being committed to groups and building community together, sometimes just having fun and sometimes serving others. We've looked at being committed to God in worship, spending time giving God what we have, our time, celebrating who God is and what He's done for us. This week, we're looking at grace and lifestyle. We're looking at how following Jesus impacts the way we live day to day, what choices we make, how we use the resources we've got. Now, it's possible when you hear that, you get a little nervous, and we're going to definitely explore this week what it means to live in God's way, to follow some of God's rules, and not make it legalistic. Intentionally choosing to follow Jesus in our lives means we're naturally going to have to follow His path and not some other paths in life. We're going to have to make some choices that we wouldn't have made before following Jesus. We're going to have to live differently. We're going to have to prioritize different things. Now, when you hear this, you might recoil a little bit and think, oh no, this sounds like a restriction on my freedom. This sounds like it's getting legalistic into a set of rules I need to follow, and I don't really know if I like that. And it's natural for us to do that. It's part of us humans having turned away from God and His way of life in the first place. We were choosing our own way of life, and sometimes even when we know that's not working, we'll do anything we can to protect that. But we're going to explore later this week how God's way of life relates to our freedom and how God's way of life fits into God's plan for us and for the world. But first of all, we're just going to say that it has something to do with living our lives in a lifestyle of grace, through grace. Now, that's not a word we might use every day, or at least not properly. I remember a classic episode of Seinfeld where the character Elaine was interviewing for a job, and the person she was interviewing with talked a lot about Jackie O and how graceful she was. She had grace. And Elaine responds that she thinks she herself might have a little grace. And there's a little banter back and forth as the interviewer says, no, you can't have a little grace. You either have grace or you don't. And Elaine says, I don't have grace. I don't want grace. I don't even say grace. You can see there's some confusion over what the word grace means. Is it poise like Jackie O might have had? Or is it something you say before a meal, saying grace? Is it a lovely name for an elder lady? Or, you know, I'm seeing some more babies born with that name now. Grace, is it a name? What does grace mean? Does it have something to do with ballet? Well, that's my question for you today, is to say, what do you think grace means? When you hear that word, what do you think of and what does it mean? We asked somebody on the street what they thought grace might mean.
What do you think the word grace means?
It's kind and gentle. It's kind of like soulful feeling as well. Being thankful in a way and humble in a way.
We'll have a great discussion. I hope you'll share your thinking about this topic with somebody else, maybe somebody from the train or bus, from home, from work. Just share the discussion with somebody. Maybe you can start a little group that meets regularly to discuss our challenges. Don't forget, we're doing daily Bible readings now. In our mobile app or website, you can find today's reading to read in sync. And you'll also find our worship survey. Please do fill that in. We're looking to learn what would help our community authentically worship God. Have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.